Former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has begun serving his 11-year sentence for accepting bribes of cash and gold and for acting as an agent of Egypt. Menendez reported to federal prison in Minersville, Pennsylvania this morning. According to the Associated Press, the prison is home to 1,200 inmates, including former New York City organized crime boss James Coonan. The 71-year-old Menendez has maintained his innocence, but a federal appeals court has rejected his effort to remain free on bail while he attempts to get his bribery conviction overturned. Neighbors in Northeast Philly have filed a lawsuit hoping to block the state's plans to add bicycle lanes to Castor Avenue. The suit also names State Representative Jared Solomon. He supports the project. We get more from WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbarker-Garza.
PennDOT wants to take the four-lane road and turn it into two lanes with a turning lane after what they say are too many pedestrian deaths. Take Back Your Neighborhood organizer Robert Rudinsky says turn signals and bike lanes are fine, but
we don't understand why somebody would want to reduce the roads because you won't get them back.
Rep Solomon says he's not worried about getting tied up in court.
We did literally door-to-door business engagement. It's a nuisance suit, and we're moving forward.
Officials say the $27 million investment is on track to start construction in 2027. Kristen Mossbarker-Garza, WHYY News.
Legislation aimed at limiting Delaware law enforcement's cooperation with federal immigration agents is heading for a state house vote. The measures are aimed at preventing immigration arrests at sensitive areas such as daycare centers, schools, and nursing homes. Delaware police would have to get approval from the state attorney general's office first. In sports, Phillies with a 5-2 win over the Marlins last night in Miami. Series continues this evening at 6:10. This is WHYY.